Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
When we look at the world that is suffering, we've sort of caved into the culture at large, which says, hey, there's an opportunity there, or this could be a way to feel better about ourselves and do a trip abroad or to help in some substantial way. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's sort of a beginning into philanthropy or into charity work or into just doing good. But I don't think that's the gospel. I think the gospel is radical. I think the gospel is sacrificial. I think the gospel says, like Bonhoeffer said, I bid you to, it bids us to come and die. And so I think there's a way of coming when it comes to doing good and serving our brothers and sisters in our cities or our neighborhoods or suburbs or around the world. I think there's a wave of sacrifice that will stun the world, which is, you know what, I'm willing to go to countries where it's not safe. I'm willing to sacrifice my own personal well-being or my own personal finances to help the people in Congo or whatever it is. And I think there's that verse in the Bible, the Lord looks to and across the world mm-hmm. for people whose hearts are wholly committed to His. I think God is looking for people who are willing to say yes to extraordinary sacrificial assignments. And as the world becomes more polarized and you see beheadings on television and you see just these atrocities that stun us all, and frankly, everybody's response is first to be absolutely fearful. But I think about the martyrs of the first century, second century, and somehow they tapped into a faith, a power, a resurrection power that's contained only in the gospel, that they somehow bravely confronted and said, even if I were to die, I'll do this because I'm compelled, as you say, Susie, I'm compelled by Jesus himself. So I just think that's happening and is going to happen more. And as the times get tougher, I think there's an opportunity to witness for Jesus. And that word witness, as you know, means martyr. Mm. I think there's an opportunity for us to just boldly and lavishly represent Jesus across divisions and differences and across socioeconomic status that we're just beginning to tap into.
If not us, then who? Truly. Yeah. I mean, we're here living, breathing for such a time as this. And you so often hear, that they overcame him by the blood of their lamb, blood of the lamb and the word of their testimony, but you don't usually hear the rest of that verse, but they love not their lives even unto death. I mean, that's the overcoming, to me, combination. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.